Text numéro 54. Here's what it was like to work at a clothing factory in 2020. Workers in the garment industry faced worsening conditions during the COVID-19 pandemic, a new study has found. Workers at clothing factories in Ethiopia, Honduras, India, and Myanmar faced higher rates of unpaid wages, violence, threats, and even bans on using the toilet at work in the last year, a study published this week by Sheffield University said. The conditions employees faced were a direct result of the way global supply chains in the clothing industry work, the researchers found. The 1,140 workers interviewed for the study worked for companies supplying major clothing brands, including H&M, Nike, Next, British supermarket Tesco, US children's wear retailer The Children's Place, and French sports retailer Decathlon. Lead author of the study, Professor Le Baron, said there was a risk that the negative shifts in working conditions could be permanent. Workers in the countries the study covered saw an average 11% drop in wages compared to pre-pandemic levels. Of the 72% of workers who kept their jobs during the pandemic, 35% reported receiving verbal abuse at work, 34% received threats or intimidation, 22% reported unfair wage deductions or withholdings, and 19% reported being denied access to water and toilet facilities while at work. One worker in India explained the position many found themselves in, saying, "We are here basically to earn and survive. There are thousands of migrant workers like us, so we have to cope with whatever issues come up." According to Le Baron, the deterioration in working conditions was set off by the way household name brands in developed countries responded to the economic hit of the pandemic. "We saw cancellations of orders, we saw refusal to pay for goods that suppliers had already produced, we saw the whole domino effect that big brand companies kind of unleashed within their supply chains. And these trends have very much resulted from that," she said. One anonymous company representative interviewed by the researchers put it more bluntly. "When the crisis hit, the kind of knee-jerk reaction of multinational corporations was indeed to cut and run for the hills, leaving, yes, a huge amount of disruption in the aftermath," they said. Another long-term issue could be the rise in household debt among factory workers, a greater number of whom took on loans to cover a loss of earnings during the pandemic. "We have a ticking time bomb," Le Baron said. Euronews contacted the companies mentioned in the report. H&M declined to comment. Nike sent a link to a web page highlighting the brand values. Other companies did not respond. Adapted from euronews.next, June 2021.